Good morning, Rabboisai! Ah! Lili Nishmasi Mima Rossi Ruspas Mordechai. Happy 16th birthday to Yisrael Dov Farkovitz. May today's learning be a schus for him and the whole family. Tzir Lav Rameir and Osher Zilek Farkovitz. Wow, I just met him. The Kessler family. Rafur Shlema, Liza Tova, Bas Esther Gruno, you can see Moshe Ben Sora, Pechas Leo, Ben Nechamit Tilio, Simcha Lizabas, Klori Yehuda, Yosef Ben Rivka Esther. By Yehuda Shef, Lili Nishmas, Rav Shlomo Ben Reb Chaim Zev, Rav Shlomo Gissinger, Morid Ashrov, KJ, Zichron Yaakov, Lakewood, on his second yard side, I believe. By Marilyn Greenberg, for Refuah Shleima, for my dear granddaughters who have the virus. Maya Gabriela Batsara, Elisa Abnesia Batsara, Ashra Mea Batsara. Ooh. Okay. Oh, I think this goes together with the other one. Here we go. Sorry. Where's the other one? Lili Nishmas Rav Shlomo ben Chaim Zev. Shlomo again. So you're on a second yard side. And Pinchas ben Chaim Yudah Levi. Pinchas Ison, former president of the National Council of Young Israel, Yeshiva Rabbi Chaim Berlin, on his 30th yard side on Shabbos Yud Gimel El. By Hillel and Ezra Abrams, in honor of the Ezra grandmother, Pesha Bas Avram Elan Shalom. She's very proud that her many grandchildren, are Shoy Matur Mitzvahs, and especially that her two grandchildren are part of the Shir. By Menachem Braun, in honor of my dear wife Chaya, whose eyes light up when our sons and myself learn Torah. Beautiful. We have a lot of emails and stuff to say over here, so I'm going to have to cut out a bunch, I think. Where do I start? First of all, the pictures. This is by M. Landy. He's on the way to Six Flags in New Jersey, I believe. What I've never learned in a car before, my wife drives anyways because I have to work, but I'm able to have the shear on when I can. Here he is in his car. You don't see him, but you see me. Shkoyach. Beautiful. Now, this is by Moshe Dax. I don't know how he's related to Shlomi. I know Shlomi watches the shear. The son came over to me, said Shalom Aleichem. So another Dax. Shalom Aleichem, really. I'm one of the many who are successfully learned. Listen, this is a theme about the free Gemara. That's it. So here's somebody who's learned by the free Gemara. And Baruch Hashem, after years of starting the rest of the world and going sporadic at my own pace, I've been going strong with Yeshiva ever since the Ferris wheel started in Sukkah. Aside from the world for sure itself, charts, pictures, right amount of jokes, I've seen that you get a kick of people sending in the pictures uvelechtecha v'aderech in action. Absolutely. I'm on vacation with my wife and couldn't resist bringing this shir with me on one of our outings. And as I don't have an Instagram account, instead of doing it for the gram, I'm sending this picture to you instead. Attached is a picture of the Hadron for Perek Lulav HaGozel live from Grand Canyon. I wasn't able to make it to Shavuot Brachos, Moishi Dax. Here you go, live from the Grand Canyon, Givaldic. This, Rabboisai, is the Jewish home. We are on the cover somehow, right over here. Okay. The whole story there with the top cop in New York. So, this is a long email. How much time do we have here? Okay. I was going to read it a little bit later. Maybe I'll read half of it now and half of it when it comes again, the Gemara. This is very important. This is a guy from the Sephardic Syrian community. My name is Isaac Sarder. I'm from Brooklyn. I recently heard your podcast on Meaningful People and was really inspired by your whole life story and your Daf Yomi family. Rosh Hashanah is coming up and I thought Daf Yomi would be a nice Kabbalah for the new year. The decision to really jump in was also the fact I found out my brother Yossi does the Daf. I've known him for so long. Never knew he did something so special. He gave me the final push. I worked long hours. I made a prayer to Hashem to help me stay committed. He davened Hashem that he should be able to start the daf, and asked Hashem to help me work less and be able to learn more. And so I began my first daf today. Daf Mem Beis in Masechta Sukkah. I was so tired and tried rationalizing why not start tomorrow with a new perek. But I remember what you said on the podcast. Don't wait or push off inspiration. Do it right away. And so I did. I just finished it at 12 a.m. and now writing up this email before I go to sleep. I love your videos, editing style, and humor. I want to be part of your Daf Yomi family. Da, 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 da. Okay. I'm praying that this really works. And he says, I also love your saying. It's not about the Daf. It's about the Yomi. We should get that framed or something. Rabboisai, why did I just read that? Because I want to go back to that email a little later. It's Negeah in the Sugya. Of how you don't push stuff up, off. You have an inspiration, you do it right now. So, I just spoke to Yossi Klein maybe an hour ago. He's in the middle of his son's bar mitzvah. And over 200 people sent in Mazel Tov wishes to him, and they put it together in a nice binding. As Zakar Satayev, Yossi Klein spearheaded the initiative of giving out a free Gemara for Masechta Sukkah. And he put his father on the phone, and his father tells me, I want to tell you something. A guy came over to me, the father says, and said, you know, my son started being Shomer Shabbos because he got a free Gemara and started learning the Daf. So I was in a car with Eli Dykman. We were going to Lakewood, and somebody texted me that there's somebody that wants to speak to me about donating a large amount of Gemaras. I called him up. And it happens to be that a half hour before, also in the car, I was speaking, maybe even less, speaking to Nissan Al-Ganz. And he said, listen, Masechtas Beitzah, we don't need to make a push for it because it's the middle of Yom Tovim. It doesn't make sense to give free Gemaras to that. But Yossi Klein says it does. Kids, I said, why not? Even if we get 100 people from it, it's Kedai. 100 people learning Torah might finish us. And then I call up this individual. His name is Mirad Nakash. And he tells me, listen to this Maisa Raboisa, it's crazy. He has a Chavrusa, he's big into learning. His fat wife, kids push him to learn. And he's learning with his Chavrusa, and he tells his Chavrusa, you know, I do this daf with this guy, Stefanski. I think you should do it also. So his Chavrusa says, what do you mean I should do it also? Of course, I do it already. He says, you do it? Yeah. I got a free Gemara Sukkah. He says, you got a free Gemara Sukkah, and you start because of the free Gemara? Yeah. Says Mirad, if so, I want to be huge in the next Masechta. I want to take on Masechta. I want to be a huge part of it. Indeed, he already wired a crazy amount of money. There's still availability in the Masechta, but he took upon himself, unbelievable, because his Chavruza got a free Gemara from Yossi Klein, he decided, and it's unbelievable, schus, and we see one thing after another. His Chavruza's name, by the way, Eddie Farsati, I think his name is. Okay. That's they learned two Syrians from Deal. They came to see the Shir live in Lakewood. They were there. We took pictures. Those out. So here you got a guy that sent me an email, also from the Syrian community. What's his name? Isaac Sardar and Farsati. Bekitzer the Gansa Oilam. Motzi Shabbos, by the way, Shir at 9:30. I am still in Bidud. I still can't come out of my house. That's why I'm here by myself. Somebody wrote me an email. That he actually likes the shir better when I'm by myself. I'm less distracted, no jokes. Okay, those are for the serious people. Other people said they miss Nachman Seltzer, they miss the whole balagan that goes on in the Beis Medrash, the singing sometimes. Okay. Boysai, here we go. We are Daf Mem Gimel on Beis, slightly behind. We're holding by Eisvei, like 12 lines from the bottom. And we're in the middle, Rav Yosef says, that who says that we had an Arava, we used to bring Arava in the Beis HaMikdash, who said everybody held it like we do today in Hashanah, so we hold a lulav and we walk around a bima? Maybe they pushed it, they took the Arava and they put it up against the Mizbeach. Now, we know that they did that, and we actually have pictures of it, but who says that that's, maybe that's the only thing they did. Let's see if I can find the picture. Yeah. Here, this is the picture that we have from the time of the Beis HaMikdash. You could see that the Aravas are leaning on the Mizbeach. They're not even holding them. So Rav Yosef said, maybe it's like this. Okay, everybody agrees that that's what happened, but maybe they also went around with an Arava. We don't know for sure. So Eisvei, Abaye asked another question. It seems like people did hold the Arava in their hand and they walked around the Mizbeach. We're talking about Kohanim. Kohanim walked around the Mizbeach. Lulav doiches haShabbos b'tchilasoi. A lulav pushes off Shabbos. Where's that one? Here. If Shabbos falls out on day one, you shake a lulav on Shabbos, only on day one. And Arava pushes off Shabbos if it falls out on day seven. That's the only way it works. But if Shabbos falls out on day four, you don't shake a Arava. If Shabbos falls out on day four, you don't shake a lulav. Only if Shabbos falls out on the first day. Okay. On the seventh day. Pam achas story time. Pamachas chal shvi shel Arava Elias b'Shabbos. It once happened that this exact thing happened. The seventh day of Sukkot fell out on a Shabbos. Ve'evihu murbiyos shel Arava. Now murbiyos is a lashon of beautiful, large Aravas, nice Aravas. Me'erev Shabbos v'nichum ba'azara. So again, the Mishnah says, you should bring your lulav before Shabbos, you don't want to carry. Bring it to the Beis HaMikdash beforehand. V'nichum ba'azara, they put in the azara. Ve'kiru ben b'toisim, the troublemakers. We're familiar a lot, the Gemara always talks about the tzedukim. So there's two Talmidim, Tzadik and b'tois. They're basically the same idea. They don't believe in the Torah Shabbal Peh. They don't believe in the explanations of the Torah. Where does it say in the Torah anywhere? They have an Arava. As we're going to see, we mentioned yesterday, Arvei means two. I don't believe in that. Arvei doesn't mean that you take an Arava and go around the okay. So they decided to cause trouble. They see the Arava sitting around in the Beis HaMikdash. They decided to play some hide and seek. So they take the Arava and hide it. And they buried it under stones. Now a stone is mukti, and I'll touch a stone on Shabbos. They figured the Chachamim won't have a choice. They won't be able to touch the stones. The Am Haaretz. What's Am Haaretz? If you're new to the Shir, we like to call it Amaritz. Am Haaretz. This guy shows up. Oh, I see the Arava on the stone. What do I do? What? You move the stone. It doesn't chab. It's mukta. The Amaratzim wanted to be with the Talmid Chachamim. They didn't want to be with the Beit Toisim. So the Amaratzim went ahead, Ushmot Metachas Avon, took Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam, Shakur Nehemet Shakur Nehemet Vavoy. Didn't drink in a while. Sorry. So then, the Aravs were exposed from the stone. I saw the Shem Mishmuel says, beautiful. We mentioned the name of the Talmud Rashba, that the Arava resembles the Jew that's an Amoret. Doesn't have Torah, it doesn't have a smell, and it doesn't have a flavor. It doesn't have Torah, it doesn't have Gemilas Chassam, it doesn't have anything. So it comes to say that on Sukkot, when we have such Achdos, we put the Amoritz together in the bundle with the Hadas, with the Talmud Chacham, with the Hatzalah guys, the Goimli Chassadim people, you know, all Jews are together. So they decided to do something with the Arava that resembles them. They had to take out the Arava and make sure that we have the Arava, we have the Amoratzim to show that that's what the Yantav is all about. Celebrating all the Jews, all types of Jews, even the non-learned ones. What's going on? Shem b'taisim b'idim, because these b'taisim guys don't agree shechibot arava doiches haShabbos. Typically in Hebrew, chibot is to bang. It's chibot a kever. You get all beat up in the kever. Chibot. Rashi explains chibot, and later on the sugya, some Rishonim argue a little bit, but chibot means to shake the arava. And they hold that moving the Arava does not push off Shabbos. The big tzaddikim, they hold, no, it's also to shake Arava on Shabbos. But what do you see from here? Alma b'netilahi, the word chibut means to shake the Arava. So, Rabbi Yosef, how do you say that in the Beis HaMikdash they took these Aravas and they simply put them up against them as Beach, but they didn't carry that rub at all? They didn't shake it like a lulav. Over here it says mefurish in this story. We bring a story to bring a point. The point is, ein b'toisim moedim shechibud arava. The b'toisim don't believe in shaking a lulav. It doesn't say in shaking a rub. It doesn't say the b'toisim don't believe in putting an arava up against the mizbeach. It says they don't believe in shaking it. To yuftan, it's a bomb question. Now, just as a side point, why didn't they bring a guy? What was the big deal? So they hit it under a rock. Bring a guy, because a guy cannot go into the Hazara. Says the Gemara, ve'elo nitchu. So for this, we have to go slightly backwards. Yesterday we said that what happened was it was so important, this Arava, that they put it up against the Mizbeach. And they put it up against the Mizbeach, it doesn't push off Shabbos. In our days, we don't have a Mizbeach, we said yesterday. There's no Mizbeach. So how could you commemorate something that doesn't exist? What are you going to take an Arava? We don't have a Mizbeach. The whole Beis HaMikdash was, you took the Arava, put it against the Mizbeach. But if you're telling me that I could prove to you that they didn't put the Arava on the Mizbeach, they actually took the Arava and walked around. So if they walked around, why can't we commemorate that in our days when there's no Beis HaMikdash? Let's commemorate them walk around the Bima with an Arava. Velo nitchu. Says Gemara, kivin anan lo yidachinon. Inu nami lo yidachu. Okay, so it's a beautiful thing here. Rashi says, since in Galus, we're not Mechal Shabbos, so to speak, we don't push off Shabbos with the Sarava. Why? In Galus, in Bavel, because we don't know about the calendar. We're not sure if Yontav actually started here or here. So therefore, when it comes Shabbos, we don't know if it's here or here. So you might not be celebrating the seventh day. Maybe it's the sixth day. So Mela, in Galus, we don't do it. So therefore, Amri says the Gemara, "Kivin danan lo yidachinon, inu nami lo yidachu." So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, we don't push off either. And we're going to see in a second what Rashi says. As the Gemara of Yontav Harishon, "Lidan lo yidachi will do dachi." But what about the first day of Yontav? And we say the first day of Yontav we push off in Eretz Yisrael. We don't push it off in Galus. Amri inu nami lo yidachi. Yeah, you're right. In Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't push it off. Why? So look, if you look at the top Rashi over here, why should Eretz Yisrael be the same like Galus? Says Rashi, "Shelo lasos Yisrael agudos agudos." Klai Yisrael should not look like two different groups. I don't know if you want to go into this whole Achdus thing, but you cannot make different groups in Klai Yisrael. V'nira k'shtei Torahs. When certain Jews or certain places they shake a lulav, and certain places do not shake a lulav, so it looks like we have two different Torahs. It doesn't look good. Klai Yisrael has to be one. They have to be doing the same exact thing. They have to be careful not to look like two different groups, like two different Torahs. Ve'elo, now we're top of Daf Mem Dalet Omer Aleph. Ve'elo, kashya hani tarti. We have a contradiction. What's the contradiction? The Tanakh that we spoke about yesterday. Says in one Mishnah that they bring the lulav to the Beis HaMikdash. And it says in the other Mishnah, in Daf Mem Aleph, the Beis HaKnesses. Is it the Har Bais or the Shul? Which one is it? Yesterday we said, the difference between the two Mishnayos is when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you bring the lulav to Shul. When there is a Beis HaMikdash, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. But we answered that even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you do push off Shabbos. So why are you telling me that even in Eretz Yisrael, you don't push off Shabbos? Like we do today. We live in Eretz Yisrael, we don't shake a lulav on Shabbos. Like the Gemara said, the first words on the summit, Amri, lididu nami loidachi. You don't push off Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael when there's no Beis HaMikdash. You don't shake a lulav. But we said yesterday that you do. Because there's a mission that says you bring your lulav to shul. And there's no Beis HaMikdash. It's talking about like today. You bring your lulav to shul on Shabbos. Loi, you're right. Therefore, we have to retract what we said yesterday. You do not bring your lulav to shul on Shabbos. So what about the contradiction in the Mishnayos? They're both talking about in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. V'lo kashya, and it's not kashya. Kam b'mikdash, kam b'gvulin. One mission is talking about in Yerushalayim. So you live close to Beis HaMikdash, bring your lulav to Beis HaMikdash. If you live far away, you live in Tveria, you're not going to schlep your lulav to Beis HaMikdash. You weren't oil regal that year. You're too old, whatever. You bring your lulav to shul. But it's talking about in time of Beis HaMikdash. Amalei Abayi L'Rava. Maishna lulav da'avdina lei shiva le'zeich le'mikdash. Why is it in our days, today, no Beis HaMikdash? You take a lulav 7 days, every day. Why? To commemorate the Beis HaMikdash. Say, oh, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was a deraisa to bring a lulav in the Beis HaMikdash. So today, in Chicago, we bring Arava 7 days, lulav 7 days, to remember that. So this minog that we have that we go Hishanas with our Rava, just with our Rava, one day. So, nice attempt. He says, you know why? Because there's an Arava, one of the four minim is called Arava, and we used Arava, so that's the commemoration. What are you talking about? You can't tell from his shaking of the lulav that there's a mitzvah called Arava. Nobody knows that. It looks like you're shaking a lulav. You are, in fact, shaking a lulav. You're not shaking an Arava. Oh, wow. I didn't read that email, but maybe I should. Here. I don't know if we have time for it. Here we go. This guy tells me, good morning, Rebelli, Aaron Sittner. I'm writing this morning in defense of Nusach Sfarad. In recent days, there have been an inordinate amount of Sfarad bashing in the shir. Very sensitive guy. If I remember correctly, you mentioned how complicated it is to shake the lulav of Nusach Sfarad 3 days in a row. It's not so complicated. Right, left, front. Up, down, back. Not complicated at all. Right, left, front. Up, down, back. Right, left, front. Up, down, back. Okay, fine. Not complicated. Maybe it means we Sfaradavid is a smarter. 100%. Much smarter. Let me ask you this. Why does Ashkenaz put away the lulav after halal and take it out after musaf for Hishanas? Sfarad is smart. We do Hishanas right after halal. Ashkenaz is plenty confusing sometimes. Givaldik. The reason why Ashkenaz puts away the lulav is because of this. Right over here. They don't really. I think they get lazy. In our shul, they don't. They do it right away. But maybe they should. I think it's better to put your lulav away and take it out for Hishanas. Because of this. Maybe I'm showing by putting down my lulav and then lifting it up again. So now people understand, look, you shook your lulav. You were yoytza mitzvah's lulav. Now you put it down. And now you lift it up again. Now I'm doing Hishanas. You see, Aaron. You're supposed to put it down to show that you're doing Hishanas. The Gemara says it. That's why if you learn Dafiyami, you get smarter. Forget Ashkenaz fired. You get smarter by doing Dafiyami. Okay. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says not everybody puts down the lulav. Look, there's Nusach Sfar. They don't put down the lulav every day. So it's not mukhach that you're going around Hishanas. You're going around the Bima because of the Arava. If everybody put their lulav down and then lifted it up again, okay, but not everybody does that. Omer Azim Shmid Rava. So he says a better text, different text. Lulav Deiraisa Avdin and Shiva Zechum. You want to know why today we shake a lulav 7 days a week, 7 days on Sukkot and Arava only one day on Ishana Rava. Lulav Deiraisa Avdin and Shiva Zechum Mikdash. Arava Derabbanon, Lo Avdinon, Lo Shiva Zechum Mikdash. This is going to put us in a spin compared to what we said yesterday. The Gemara is saying that lulav is a deraisa. Arava is not deraisa. Ooh, not deraisa. Leman. Ilay malaba shol. As we mentioned yesterday, ha'oma arvei nochal. It says in the pasuk, if you think about it, how does the Torah refer to an adas? Anaf, eight avos. Singular, singular, singular. Anaf is one, eight is one. But also when it comes to arava, it says arvei, plural. Why? Oh. Shtayim achas lulav, one arava, in other words, the two aravas that we put in the lulav, v'achas l'mikdash, and however many aravas we do, in the Beis HaMikdash, you go around the Mizbeach. Either Rabbanon, and according to Rabbanon, hilchas gemir lo, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So why are you telling me this is the Rabbanon? The least it is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, which is the raisa, or it says in the Torah, avernach, which is certainly the raisa. Omer Abasi, Omer B'yichna, Meshum Rav Nechuni, ish b'kaz b'is chorson. Here, remember this Gemara, we had it before. Eser netiyos. Here, I'll remind you of the picture. 10 small trees. This picture, by the way, was a magnified picture. These are baby trees. You just understand that these are baby. It was taken with a large lens from very far away, and it looks like, okay, whatever. Just pretend these are small trees. 10 of them are mutter. You're not, okay, so we're talking about Shemitah. This coming year, remember, was a big nace. We learned the sugya 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and it happens once every 7 years. The what? 30 days before Shemitah, you're allowed to plow these trees, and because they're babies, they might die, so you're allowed to do that. Typically, you have to be moisif to Shemitah. You're not allowed to plow your field 30 days beforehand. But if they're babies, and how much? If you have 50 yama by 50 yama, you're allowed 10 trees within that area, 2,500 square amas. Fine. That's halacha l'mishum Sinai. Arava, which we're discussing, according to this mandama, halacha l'mishum Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu heard it from Hashem on Har Sinai. V'nisach ha'mayim, pouring the water on top of the mizbeach. Halacha l'mishum Sinai. By the way, we're going to have it a few times. The same exact words. We know what it is now. Elamar zvid mishmei d'arava. Okay. So again, why are you telling me that Arava is the Rabbanon when Arava is the Raiso? Says the Gemara, Elamar zvid mishmei d'arava. Lulav this lay ikur minatur b'gvulin. A lulav, which, as we had in this chart, you're supposed to reshoin gvulin. You're supposed to shake a lulav in everywhere outside of Yerushalayim, gvulin. So memela avdin leishiv zeich lemikdash. So it's a more powerful mitzvah in that time as well. So now we commemorate it 7 days. Arava, the last day you come in atoy b'gvulin. But arava, you never took an arava outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Lo avdinan. So therefore, there's no commemoration 7 days. It's a one-time, a one-day commemoration. Zecher l'migdash. Amr Shlakish. Brand new sugya. Koyhanim bali mumim. If a koyin has a mum, and typically a koyin that has a mum cannot go into certain places in the Beis Hamikdash. He can't perform the avodas. He can't go in. Nichnasin bein ha'ulam v'lamizbeach. So first I thought, I'll show you this. This is the Mizbeach, and this over here is the Ulam. But I don't think that does justice. Where is this? What is this? So I could show you the map, but better yet, I figured why not? I'm in my house. Ah, yay, yay. Whoa. Here we go. See this beauty. The Olam got this for me for the Siyum on Masechtas Yuma. This is the Ulam. This structure is 100 feet tall. If you look inside, this is the Azara over here, and this is the Mizbeach. So this area, right, between the building and the Mizbeach, a Kohen that has a mum, look at this thing, unbelievable. A Kohen that has a mum is not allowed to go there. However, since he has a Chiyuv for an Arava, he has a Chiyuv d'Oraisa to hold onto the Arava, do Hakafa with the Arava. This iser that he can't go between the mizbeach is pushed off either because it's an assay to go there, an assay doicha lois assay, or it's only the rabbana not to go there. Whatever the reason is, let me just get Mark off my thing here for a second. Bye, Mark. Okay. It was great learning with you one-on-one. Now I want to learn with the rest of the Olam. Hi, Eli. Yitzhak Bernhak. Ah, Givaldik. No, I'm fixed. How you doing? All right. Omalei Rish, I can't wait to get to the Beis Medrash. It's like, I feel like I'm talking to myself, whatever. Omalei Rabbi Yochan of Mia Amara. Who said this thing? Who told you Rish Lakish, his brother-in-law? Who told you this thing? Mia Amara? What a funny question. How you, Omar? Rabbi Yochan himself said it. When he said it. That what? That there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to shake an arava. And if there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, that's what Gemara thought that he's asking. Who said there's a mitzvah d'oraisa? No, Rabasi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabasi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunin Ish Bikas Beis Chorsa. Eser Netiyos, we just had it a second ago. This 10 samplings on Erev Shemitah, Arava, V'nisuch HaMayim, Halacha L'Mosh M'Sinai. Here. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Shekin Arav in the Beis Hamikdash is Halacha L'Mosh M'Sinai, which every Kohen, even a Balmum, should perform and walk next to the between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Elami Amara Benetilo Dilma B'Skifa. Rabbi Yochanan was asking, who said that you have to walk around with the Lulav? That with an Arav, that every single person in the Shevet Levi, and all the Kohanim, have to walk around. Maybe it's B'Skifa. Maybe it means just that the Arav is leaning on the Mizbeach. And look, everybody else is holding their lulav and they're going around, but they're not holding Aravas. Therefore, if it's B'Skifa, means one person did it for everybody. How many of these giant trees are there? You have 40,000 Kayanim. You think you have 40,000 trees? One Kayan was a Shliach for everybody and he put it on the Mizbeach. If it's to walk around the Hekev, each Kayan has to do it. And if each Kayan has to do it, so even if you're a Balmum, you do it. So Rabbi Yochanan asked, who said that you have to walk around with an Arava? Or another question he asked him, Mi amar bebali mumim? Dima betmimim. Maybe that mitzvah was only given to people that don't have a mum. Not koyan have a mum. Okay, with no answer to that. Itmar, another question. Rabbi Yochanan Rishu ben Levi, machloikis. Chadom arova yisoid neviim, chadom arova minag neviim. Big nafkimina. Did the neviim institute the arova? And therefore, I'm going to see what it means. Therefore, there's a bracha you make. Asher kedeshadom v'mesvayis v'tzivanu, you commanded us. How did you command us? Because the Navi commanded us. And the Navi, there's a chiyuv to listen to a Navi. Loisasur. You have to listen to everything he says. So you have to listen to what a Navi says, then it's v'tzivanu. Or it's just a minhag. If the Navi said, let's do a minhag, let's do a nice thing, it's a good hanaga to put an arava in the Beis HaMikdash, to go around, you don't make a bracha on it. It's not v'tzivanu. I can prove the Rabbi Yochanan Doma Yisoy Neviim. I'll prove to you that Rabbi Yochanan said that it's actually instituted and you have to say a bracha. In the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Arava can't get any better than this raya. Arava Yisoy Neviim. He says specifically, it was established and it's Zachiv bracha. Testayim, great raya. All the Rabbi Yochanan vote. Mio Rabbi Yochanan Achi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say so? Here we go again. Eser Netiyos, the 10 samplings on Erev Shemitah. Arava, to take Arava Beis HaMikdash is a Dairaisa, not a Navi said to do so. V'nizuch HaMayim, Halacha L'mish B'Sinai. Says the Gemara, Eshtoimam Kisho Chado. He was silent for a moment. He thought about how to answer this. V'omar Shecheichum V'chozru V'yizdum. The Golos of Bavel, like we mentioned yesterday, it caused Klal Yisrael to forget certain halachas, certain minhagim, and that's where a lot of the machlokesim started. They forgot about it. And the Nevi'im, they came and they reinstituted it. But they reinstituted, they didn't institute it. They just brought back something old. Very interesting, because I was thinking to myself, Shtoim Kishoch Chado, I thought it's many times a Shas, I don't know, I thought to myself it's 8 times. So I did a search on Bar Ilan, and it came out with 4. And then I said, wait, what does the Masor Shas say? And the Masor Shas means 5. So in fact, the Masor Shas is better than Bar Ilan. He knew Shas better. Because I went, it's in Kiddushin as well. But in Kiddushin, there's an extra Yud. Ish Toimim, they put a Yud in there. And the Bar Ilan didn't pick it up. I couldn't believe it. Here, the Masor Shas knows more than the computer. V'omar, Shechem Yisrael. Fine. U'miyom Rabbi Yochanan Achi. So listen to this. It's a long story, but we got to say the story. Wow, we're running out of time. Okay, very long story. So I'll try to shorten it. How do I shorten it? Rav Kahana killed a man who was a Moiser. So his Rebbe Rav told him, run away to Israel, go to Rabbi Yochanan. Don't ask Rabbi Yochanan questions for 7 years. Rav Shlokesh introduces Rav Kahana, who's very Charif, Rashi says. Charif Ma'oid, he says. Introduces him, says, Ari Olam Bavel. A lion came from Bavel. So Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, he's a lion. He starts asking questions. He starts saying Gemara, and Rav Kahana doesn't say anything. He says, this is an Ari. This is a fox. He's not a lion. Put him back. Put him 7 rows back. So they put him 7 rows back. The Kitzer, they said, a whole story. He told him, so Rav Kahana took that as 7 years. 7 rows, 7 years. So he was able to answer him. He asked a question. He answered another question. And every time he answered a question, Rav Kahana, Rabbi Yochanan took out a cheer. And finally, Rabbi Yochanan says, I need to see this person's face. So they lifted up his eyebrows. He had very heavy eyebrows. And he sees Rav Kahana smiling at him. He thought that he's making fun of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan ikpid. He felt he was hurt. And Rav Kahana died. His Talmidim say, why did you kill him? He has an imperfection on his lip. Maybe he had a split lip or something. It looks like he's smiling, but he's not smiling. This is what he looks like. This is a little crooked, whatever. It looked like he's smiling. So he goes to his grave, to the Ma'ara, and there's a big snake there. And finally he says, let a Rebbe come to the Talmud. The snake doesn't move. Finally he says, let a Talmud come to the Rebbe. I, Rabbi Yochanan, are you Rav Kahana's Talmud? And the snake ran away. In other words, that's how great Rav Kahana was. He took him back, he asked him all these questions, and then he said this line right over here. I used to say that Torah belongs to you guys in Eretz Yisrael. And the people in Bavel, they forgot it, they had a lot of tsaris, they don't know that much Torah. But But now I see that they have people like Rav Kahana, Dilhaini. They didn't forget anything. So why are you telling me that they forgot the Torah and they forgot such a big halacha of Arava? You have people like Rav Kahana. There's no way they forgot the Torah. Says the Gemara, you're right. Now let's say another Teretz. Loi Kashe. We have a contradiction. Kan be Migdash, kan bigvulin. The halacha l'Moshe Messina that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about is in the time of the Migdash. In the Migdash, it's halacha l'Moshe Messina. But in Gvulin, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, in Tveria, let's say, that the Nevi'im instituted, even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they instituted it to go to do a commemoration to the Mizbeach. So we just turned to Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shidduchim Refuas Yeshuas, please join Tehillim.8Mindav.com. And by Shlomo Lazarian from LA, in honor of Ellie's wife, for sacrificing her life in order for Belly to prepare. I have to say this 3 days in a row. Hashem Yirachem. Shlomo, maybe you could change the lashon a little bit. Omer Bami. Arava Tzricha Shir. This Arava that we bring to the Beis HaMikdash needs a specific shir. What is it? We're going to see in a second. Venini Telus Elu B'fnei Atzma. You don't shake it together with the lulav. You hold it like we do in Hashanah Rabbah. All the Aravas just by themselves. It's almost a double lashon, says the Gemara. You already said that you have to hold the arava all by itself. Why do you repeat yourself and say, and you cannot be yotza holding onto your lulav that has two aravas in it? I would think that's because you didn't put it down. You hear of Aaron Sittner. If you put it down and then you lift it up again, Emaloi, like Nusach Ashkenaz, smarter, not smarter, who cares? Emaloi, Kamash Malon. Fine. You have to hold it by itself. You cannot hold on to the lulav. Even if you put the lulav down, you lift it up again. You're not Yoitz. You have to go around the bima or whatever you're doing with its own aravas. Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Yitzchok. So I got an email yesterday from Chaim Weissman from Lakewood. And he says, listen, I don't know any other place in Shas like this. That what? We always hold on to five Aravas and our Yishan Arava. Where do we get the number five? Can anybody find it here? So, Rav Chizda, so let's remember this. Rav Chizda says, two Aravas in the Lulav, that's enough. Okay, so we have to remember, this is a man d'Omer called Rav Chizda, Rav's father-in-law, who says, two aravas is enough. V'kamis shiur, now the Gemara says, and how many aravas do you need for the arava? Omer of Nachman, Gimel, Badi, Alan Lachman. Three. So we have two, and we have three. Three twigs with nice, juicy leaves. V'rav Sheshes, Omer afilo ala echad u'bad echad. Says Rav Sheshes, even one leaf that's not even attached to the twig, and one twig. Says the Gemara, Le'echod u'ba'dechod tzakodaitach, what? You're going to hold you can't even see it, it's not nikur. Eloheima afilo ole'echod bivadechod. End of the sugya. One twig with one leaf, one shita says three twigs with nice leaves on it, and Rav Chizda says you can even do two twigs, two aravas from your lulav. Where do we get five, as Rav Chaim Weissman, Baal Mechaber Sfarim, who came to the Siyum in Lakewood? And I learned with him in Pasei. So, the Mishnah Berurah brings, and he knows about this, he told me also, it's based on the Arizal. But what he's saying is, and I think it's fascinating, every sector of Yiddishkeit, modern Orthodox, Sephardim, Ashkenazim, Hasidim, Taimonim, they all take five based on the Arizal, Kabbalah. It's nowhere mentioned in the Gemara, and the Arizal says it, and that's how great the Arizal is, that all of Klal Yisrael, without exception, they took it based on Kabbalah. The Shulchan Aruch in Tofer Reish Samech Daled brings this Arizal. And he says, you could be Yoitza with one Arava, but it's disgusting to do so. You should take three, but according to Arizal, five. All the psulim that we have by regular Arava, Guzzle and Shaul, does not work with the Arava of Yishana. But Reb Chaim Kanevsky paskins that if it's a little dry, you are Yoitza because it's only a Zecher to the Beis HaMikdash. And when you hit the Ishanas, you hit it on the ground. Some Sfarad in the Kav Chaim says, literally on the dirt. You can't even do it on tiles. But I've seen people try to knock off all the leaves on benches and on chairs. That's not lahalacha. Lahalacha is on the ground. In the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring this, but the Rashi right here on the spot does, and the kids of Shulchan Aruch and the Chayyadim do bring it. Rashi over here says, you want to look in Rashi, Rashi Dibra Maskil, Ola Echad Bevadechad, says Rashi at the end. Vahashta Nohagu, Lahavi Murbiyos. Now the minig is to bring beautiful, very tall Aravas, Anofim Arukim Viyofim. I've seen people in Shul that exaggerate, I think. 30 foot aravas hit the ceiling, bend over. You see those videos. Sheminkira mitzvah ba'ayin yofa. You should do a mitzvah again. The idea of a mitzvah with a beautiful eye. Don't be karg on those little tiny aravas. Get the murbiyos. Okay, how much does it cost already? Another dollar. You get the longer ones. Great. We don't have time for more stuff, so we'll go weiter. The Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says you could be yotze with somebody else's arava, provided that it still has the leaves. One person, the Maharit, says that you should knock off all the leaves because it's like it's a, it resembles our chataim, knock off all the chataim. The Chayyadim says those who knock off all the leaves, they're just imitating the babies who have a special hana, the little kids who like to knock off all the leaves, and there's zero reason to knock off all the leaves. Do whatever you like to do. My father always used to tell me, do not knock off all the leaves. It's shtusim. Okay. Says the Gemara, I don't know if he said the word shtusim, but you're supposed to do it. The halacha says you knock it five times, whatever, three times. I don't remember the amount anymore. And that's it. Okay. Says the Gemara. Omar Aivu. Aivu was the father of Rav. I saw in front of Reb Elazar, we're going to have a few stories of Reb Elazar, I saw somebody bring in a Rava. Shokel, he took that Rava from him. Chabit, he did na'anu him. It doesn't mean to bang it on the floor like it would read. V'loi baruch, and he didn't make a bracha. Why? Because Savar minig nevimu, he held that the Arava is only instituted by Nevi'im and just a minig and not a chiyuv. And if you look over here, there's a vav by the word shakil. That means that that's the halacha. The halacha is today not to make a bracha on Arava, and we don't make a bracha on it. Why? Because it's a minig nevi'im, not a yisoid nevi'im. It's not an institution, but it's a reinstitution. Whatever. Aivu. Now the Gemara talks about Aivu, but it's tricky. Because it's not the same Aivu. A second ago was the father of Rav. Now it says, Aivu v'chizkiyo b'nei brati de Rav. In other words, these are the grandchildren of Rav. In other words, the great-grandchild of Aivu, the original. He was named after his great-grandfather. Aitar Arava lekami de Rav, and the same story. They brought Arava to Rav. Chavit, he did not know him. Chavit, v'loy berich. He didn't make a bracha. Why? Kosava minu nevimu. You don't make a bracha. Omer Aivoy. Havakim nekami de Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik. Now goes back to the original Aivoy, the father of Rav. Ozgame Ahu Gavra. The Gemara says an unbelievable story, and this is related to the email. What was his name? Oy vey, I forgot his name already. I have to find it. I know we're running out of time. Here we go. Isaac Sardar. Okay. I'm giving out the Rebbe Lazar Tzadik. A person came. Omalei. Kiryasa Isli. I'm very, very wealthy. I own villages. Karmayo Isli. I have vineyards. Zisai Isli. I own many olive trees. Vasu B'nei Kiryasa. I even own all the people there. That's what I saw in the Ben Yoyada. Everybody belongs to me. They all work for me all the time. They take a hoe and they hoe around the tree. And how do I pay them? They eat from the olives. Am I doing the right thing or not? Now, what we have to understand is there's no iser here at all. Why is there no iser? Because they did it in a way of a heter, as we're going to see soon. Zero iser. He just asked, is there a problem of Maris Ayin? I'm explaining according to the Mefarshim. Arich alay arich. Is it the right thing to do? Omar lay loy arich. It's not the right thing. It says, la'achla v'lay l'schayra. You don't do business with the olives. They shouldn't be taking it as their payment. Says the Gemara, have a koshavik lay vazel. He left. Omar. So Rabbi Elazar Tzadik says, I lived in this place right over 40 years. I haven't seen Mahalach Baruch in the Taknin Kedei. I've never seen a person like this. So beautiful his actions. Unbelievable. What's going on here? What was so beautiful? Hadar Vaisi. The guy comes, he makes a U-turn, comes back. And now what should I do? Go be mafker all your olives to the poor people. And pay them a little bit. Fine. So real quickly, it's already 8 o'clock here in Eretz Yisrael. Why is he such a big tzaddik? So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, beautiful. He says, he came to the rabbi, he asked him a question. I mean, doing the right thing, does it look good, not good? The rabbi said, no, it doesn't look good. He didn't stop for a second and ask him, so what should I do? So how do I get out of this? What's a bit? The first thing is, he ran like a meshugana back to his villages and said, stop working right now. And then when he was done with that, then he made a U-turn and he came back to the rabbi and said, okay, and now what? You hear? That's this email right over here. When you have an inspiration, when you have something special, I want to start that Fiyomi. Says, what's his name? I keep on forgetting his name. Okay, here he is. Says Isaac. He took that inspiration immediately he went and he learned the daf. He didn't say, okay, I'm going to start the new perek tomorrow, the new Masechta Beitza starting 2 weeks from now. Right now, today. Right now. That's, I haven't seen somebody like that in 40 years, says the Gemara. 40 years, I haven't seen somebody like that. He took that inspiration, ran. It's a beautiful pshat. Otherwise, what's so big? Okay, so yes. Some say, okay, because it's Lefnei Mishur Sadin, everything. Now the Gemara says, what is the big problem? Vikach Shkushe Mishari? What? You let a hoe a field? You let a, says the Gemara, on the 7th year, Tishmetano. What does that mean? Tishmetano Melekashkesh. You shouldn't hoe a field. Unatashto Melesakel. You shouldn't take the stones out. There's two types. One is to fill in the gaps. If you're trying to better the tree, and that's why Hilchas Shemitah are complicated. You have a garden. I have a garden right here. I have no clue what to do, what to tell the guy. Could the guy come, trim, not? So if it's to better the plant, you cannot do it. But if it's that the plant shouldn't die, then you could. So that was going on. All they were doing over there is they were trying to make sure that the olive trees or whatever trees don't die. And that's okay. But boy, say, have a wonderful day. Goyach. Goyach to you guys. What? I don't answer to any Rebbe's. I answer to Eli. What's Rebbe? I am in Bidud. Aleichem Shalom, I'm in Bidud, yeah. No. Not after Wednesday. I had to stay in America that extra day for the wedding and whatever. That's why I'm in Bidud now. But it's okay. It was worth it. Correct. No, it's not Kedai. It's not worth coming now. Shabbat Shalom. It's not Kedai. Not Kedai to come. Yeah. Hey, Kati. I got your email. I got it. I have to read it one day. Shkoyach. Yeah. When do you get out? I don't know. I didn't do the cheshbon. I flew in. I got here on Monday, right? So I guess on Sunday.
You didn't get an email?
Right.
The email says you'll be here for 2 weeks, but then you have to do the test after 7 days, and it shortens it to 7 days. You'll get another.
Avigdor. Where's Avigdor? Where's Avigdor? Anybody see Avigdor? Who is that guy? Who is he? It doesn't seem like it's the thing to do these days. Unless you want to sit in your hotel room for 7 days straight.